This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah. Walhamdulillah. Salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima alamtana innaka sami'un mujibud du'a. Allahumma anni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha' wa nafsin la tashba' wa du'ain la yusma'. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. So alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. I think this is number 6 in Surah Al-Kahf. We're going to continue. If anybody can tell me what did we discuss so far, just very quickly, 2 lines. يلا يا ساره. بسم الله. So the first thing Surah Al-Kahf covered was which fitna, which test, which trial? Trial of deen, the religion. Remember, just one word. We are tested every week, every day, sometimes every minute, with our religion. Should I pray? Should I not pray? I'm in public. Everybody is looking at me. That's test, right? Should I pray? Should I fast Monday? No, I'm tired. I have to go. That's a test, right? Should I not do this? Now you come to the haram. Should I not do this? Allah is not, but everybody else is doing it. What people will say about me? So these are all these are tests of religion. Don't you think test of religion is I'm going to not be a Muslim? Alhamdulillah, we are. But all of us in this room are tested every single minute in our religion. And again, it depends where are you, and the test is according to where are you, where am I? So that's number one. The solution, this is the beauty of Surah Al-Kahf. There's a test and there's a solution. The solution is what? When I am tested in my religion. Number one, I need to know I'm tested. That's why they said it. They said it. They didn't deny it. They didn't say we are strong, nothing is going to happen to us. No. فَلَوْ لَعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ. You need to leave. This is getting serious. So when you know you are being tested, you need to change your environment. Basically, that is it. Young and old, the environment virtual, the environment reality. So that's number one. Even if it means you're going to go to a place where there's nobody. Where they went to Al-Kahf. Kahf is a cave, there's nobody. So that's number one. Number two, which we talked about it in the last 2 times, was the test of wealth, which we all are tested. Especially living in this day and time. And wealth is, doesn't mean I have to be a multi-millionaire. Not necessarily. Every one of us is tested in wealth because all of us had lunch today or had a meal today, right? And it's available and I had a choice of what to eat, right? All of us in this room, all of us had roof and alhamdulillah still have a roof on our head, right? And all of us, walillah alhamdulillah, are healthy. Definitely we're all healthy. Maybe some little bit healthier than the other. That's the biggest test. This is all dunya. That's what the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said. من أصبح معافا في سربه من أصبح آمنا في سربه معافا في بدنه يملك قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا. The person who wakes up in the morning, safe in his place, healthy in his body, have enough food for one day. This is all dunya. So we are all tested with this, and we get tested, human being in general, either by too much or too little. We have too much and we become ungrateful. Or we have too little and we don't become patient. We can't practice. Why me? Why she has more? What is the treatment? What did Allah said at the end of this story? What is the treatment for it? Last week, we went in detail about it. Remember, what is this life all about? المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. That's what it is. Unless I keep reminding myself, this is temporary, this is mirage, this is you're going to be, and I'm basically deceived, it's going to be very tough to go against the current. And this is why at the end of the story, he's talking about Jannah. You always have to say, why now? Why he's talking now about Jannah? Why didn't he talk about Jannah before? Because the only thing that keeps me less attached, and the whole beauty of this dunya, and I use the word beauty, less beautiful in my eyes, is when I remember this is not permanent. I'll give you an example. When you travel and you're going to go to this most beautiful place in this world, whatever this place is, right? And you keep saying to yourself, you know what, don't get too attached to it. It's 3-4 days and you're going back. This is not your home. Don't we say that? That's how Allah is reminding us. This is dunya. And He tells you, He didn't say, and this is one of the beauty of the Quran, this is what we all need to, the way we live our deen, and we know the reality. Don't deceive yourself. Don't tell me I don't love dunya. I'm sorry, you're not saying the truth. Nobody doesn't love dunya. You know why? It's right there in front of me. But if I need to tell myself, it is beautiful, but there is more beautiful waiting for me. This beauty is not going to be here forever. This beauty can go any minute. I don't know how many of you heard, but there was a very well-known physician in Dallas 2 days ago, going to work as usual, 7:45. She was hit by a truck, dead. And it was all over there because she was very active in the masjid, subhanAllah. Any one of us in a minute are gone. But if I remind myself of this reality, which we don't, and we act and live as we are staying here forever, then the dunya issue becomes much less. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ The comparison that dhikr of Allah is خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا. It's way better for you than whatever we have in our homes or in this dunya. Then come in the middle, what we're going to cover today, which is the story of when Allah asked Iblis to prostrate, or Allah asked the angels to prostrate to Adam. It's a story repeated in the Quran. Yes or no? How many times? I don't want many times. It's not many. There's a number. Seven times, exactly. It's seven times. It's in Al-Baqarah. It's in Ali Imran. It's in Hijr, Al-Isra, Al-Kahf, Taha. There was one more. No. I put it here. I said Al-A'raf. And here two Al-Tawal. Al-Baqarah, Al-A'raf, Al-Hijr, Sad. And here Al-Hijr is very similar to Sad. So you have Al-Baqarah, Al-A'raf, you have Al-Hijr, Al-Isra, Al-Kahf, you have Sad, and you have Taha. That's seven places only. The beauty of it, and this is something for all of you. Some of you were with me this morning when we talked about the Quran. Is when you go and read the same story, and you're going to see it's not the same story. You know, when you have your house, think of it this way. Your house, or you're going to go and see a house, and they put pictures. It's the same house, but they put pictures from different angles. You know, aerial, the entrance, the backyard, but it's the same house. Why? Because they are showing you the beauty. Or maybe you need this, somebody else don't need that. You know, like some people, the most important is kitchen. Some people, most important, whatever it is. For Allah, is not this. This is for dunya. But for Allah, the story in that chapter serves the purpose of this chapter. It's the same story. And the clearest example is the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim. If you follow the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim in the Quran, every time it's completely different. But it's the same. It's all around that he believed in Allah and believed in Allah alone, and he was against his people, including against his father. But every part of it, the focus was different. So you come to here, and there is one exception here that nowhere else in the Quran, it's only in Surah Al-Kahf, about this story, right? وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا. This is the same. إِذَا رَبُّكَ أَوْ قُلْنَا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. Right? The only place here where Allah said, كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. Anywhere else, there is no mention where is he originally from. It's a huge debate between the scholars. Was he an angel or he was not? Was he or he was not? Just a second, Bismillah. Everybody become faqih, right? Okay. How many of you say no, he was not? طيب. Why not? You're going to tell me about the Quran? You know what I'm going to ask you. Give me the proof. Why not? Bismillah. Bismillah. Okay, who's going to raise her hand? Bismillah.
It's mentioned in Quran.
Yes. Right, so he was in the Al-Kahf, if you look, and this is basically, I put it here so I know the number, it's ayah number 50. وَتْقُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِ. طيب, but everywhere else, Allah said, قال ربك للملائكة وقلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين. That's in Al-Baqarah. And scholars come and says, well, Allah said it's Al-Malaika. And then he made the exception of Iblis. So you say everyone in this room came on time except Haifa. That means I am part of this room. كل الناس, all the people in the room came on time except Haifa, meaning Haifa is a nas. And that's where the discussion came in. They said, Allah said, all the angels prostrate, all of them did except Iblis. So he was from Al-Malaika. But then the other argument came in. One of them is this, but the biggest argument, which is probably the reason why it's a stronger opinion, he is not from angel, is not because of this one. Because? Yes. No. No, not a question. I need the answer first. I'm sorry, one person, raise your hand. Yes. Ah. It is not that. It's close to your, what you are saying. Because the angels never disobey Allah. لا يعصون ربهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. Never. This is part of their creation that they never disobey Allah. He disobeyed Allah. Then he's not an angel. This is actually, then Al-Kahf said, and they, the scholar said, although a very well-known scholars that time of tafsir, they think he is an angel. But then the stronger opinion said, the reason I'm saying this, because it's a debate. Whatever you read, you will read it. But the other stronger, they said, well, number one, Allah, the angels never disobey Allah. And number two, Allah said, كان من الجن. So what was he doing with the angels then? That was Bismillah.
Worship Allah a lot.
You studied. MashaAllah. That's the answer. That's the answer. He was, and this actually, one of the reasons that this story in the Quran repeatedly is for you and me. He was obedient to Allah. He was with them. And some says he was actually their leader. He was created from fire. So he is not an angel, because angels were created from light. And there's a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. خُلِقَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مِنْ نُورِ وَخُلِقَ إِبْلِيسُ مِنْ نَارِ وَخُلِقَ بَنِي آدَمَ مِمَّا ذُكِرَ, meaning, or مِمَّا تَعْلَمُونَ, which means from dust. So he was different, but he was the top. He was very obedient to Allah. Otherwise, why will Allah, when he want an order, why did he include him if he knew he will not respond? What does that teach me? Remember, everything in the Quran is a lesson to you and me. 7 times in the Quran, the same concept is repeated. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. Everyone, he says something different. إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ. Completely rejected, and he was arrogant. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Very short. Al-Baqarah is like, give you the introduction, the abstract of a paper. Just give you the bottom line. Aba refused. Istakbar, he's arrogant. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And because of that, he becomes a kafir. You come إِلَى الْأَعْرَافِ. There's a dialogue. And this is an amazing dialogue. And the dialogue is between him and Allah. قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ إِلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ. Why didn't you listen? Why didn't you obey me? And can you imagine Allah is asking you this? What that tells you? The hilm of Allah. How Allah is haleem, forbearing. I mean, you and me says, you don't listen to what I said, wait what I'm going to do to you. No. Let's see, what is the, maybe there is an issue. Because if you look at the dialogue, this is in the A'raf, is the longest one. This is the dialogue. قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ إِلَّا تَسْجُدْ. What prevented you from prostrating? إِذْ أَمَرْتُكْ. I ordered you. Now the answer is what Allah wants me and you to learn. قَالَ لِمْ أَكُنْ لِأَسْجُدْ لِبَشَرْ خَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينَ. Or then the other one, مَا مَنَعَكَ إِلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكْ. قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْهِ. Now the word of arrogance. And I want each one of you and each buddy, everyone online, myself number one, ask yourself, do you think this way? أنا خير من. I'm better than her. I come from this family. I speak this language. My skin color is this. I live in this neighborhood. I graduated from this school or that university. My husband is this. I drive this. That's what it is, right? That's what we, how we divide people. Am I wrong? Scholars said, listen to this. Iblis is better than a human being because at least he had an excuse to feel arrogant because he was created differently. Because that's how he argued. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينٍ. You created me from fire and you created him from clay. Is fire better than clay? Yes. Yes. In his mind. Right? And what fire does versus what clay does. So the scholar said they, he may even have an excuse. There's no excuse not to obey Allah. But the lesson for you and me. But what is my excuse to feel arrogant against any human being? كلكم لآدم وآدم من تراب. All of you came from Adam, and Adam came from dust. منها خلقناكم وفيها نعيدكم ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى. From it we created you. It is the earth. وفيها نعيدكم. We're gonna put you back again in it. ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى. And from it you're gonna come back. What is the big deal? The youth. The youth. What is the issue with their parents? They have an accent. If they didn't have an accent, you will not be created. You will not be here. That's the youth. The parents, my child going to this school, or my child going to this, or my daughter, what is it, right? And in between them. I told you that last week, the story. 9-year-old. Oh, your mother drive this car. Who taught him this? Where does people learn this? It's from the home. So don't tell me I am not, because if your child doing something, he or she did see this in the house, directly or indirectly. Oh, they come from this background. Oh, from this. Have you seen the ads in the Muslim matrimonial ads? Have you seen the matrimonial ads? It's sad. It's sad because that number one is what? The origin. And then at the end is, okay, hijabi. So this, the story, main story of Iblis is do not ever, ever entertain the idea of being arrogant, thinking you are better than anybody else. مَا أَنَا إِلَّا عَبْدْ أَجْلِسُ كَمَا يَجْلِسُ الْعَبْدْ وَأَأْكُلُ كَمَا يَأْكُلُ الْعَبْدْ. When they looked at him, says, Ya Rasulullah, why you're sitting this way? You're Rasulullah. He said, what am I? I'm just a slave. I sit like a slave sit and I eat like a slave eat. هذا خير البشر, the best of creation. Way better than you and me and everybody else. So this is the main story, number one, of Iblis and Adam. This story is, do not be arrogant. لا يدخل الجنة من في قلبه ذرة من كبر. Nobody will enter Jannah. They have an atom's weight of arrogance. And all of us really have to dig deep inside us. I'm not going to wait for you to tell me. And if you told me, Jazakillahu khair, maybe you saw something I didn't see. But all of you dig down and say, do I have it? And the answer most of the time is, yes, absolutely yes. They said the first crime in the universe was arrogance, before murder, which was the first one on earth. And subhanAllah, and in Al-A'raf, it was extremely clear. فَهْبِطْ مِنْهَا. Immediately when he said this to Allah, Allah right away, immediately he said, get down. He didn't say get out. Later he said get down, out. He said get down. Why? مَا يَكُنُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا. You cannot be arrogant in Jannah. فَخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. Get out. You will be cursed and you will be always humiliated. And scholar says, Allah said, فَهْبِطْ, go down, because you thought you were up. Did you see the language of the Quran? You think you are up, Allah will put you down. And here he said, مَا لَمَا أَكُنْ قُلْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. Now here, he didn't say what happened. He didn't say he didn't. فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. هذه only also في الكهف. What is فسقة? What is فسوق? You hear this very common. What is it? Language. What is it? Huh? It's not عن الحق. Originally الفسوق فسقت الحبة they say. When you see the flower covered, it's just about to come out, right? Not yet. When it comes out, فسقة. It came out, became obvious. Right? So you see it covered, and then you start seeing, it's like, oh, wait, maybe tomorrow. And then it comes out. هذه فسقت. In the Islamic language or in Sharia, الفسوخ هو الخروج عن طاعة الله. You came out from the boundary of the obedience of Allah. Here you go. فسق عن أمر ربي. He did not respond. He did not do what Allah. Do we do it? Do Allah tell us, don't backbite? Do we backbite? Allah told us, don't lie. Do we lie? فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. When you read this, don't say, I'm not Iblis. Alhamdulillah, we are not. Alhamdulillah. But did I act one time, in my life, in my day, in my moment, Iblis? فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. And then Allah, what did He say? Now He's talking to you and me. أَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءً مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. Now Allah is talking to you and me. Of course, He's talking about, there is a reason why this was revealed, but the idea is, this is who He is. And you take Him as your small God, whatever He say, you say yes. أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ. He and all offsprings, that's another reason why they say He was not an angel, because angels don't have children. وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ. You take Him a close friend, مِنْ دُونِي, instead of me. And Allah says, بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. What a replacement you chose. You know, it's very painful what I'm going to say, but because we are all here, women, you will feel it. You know, when a man chose another woman instead of that woman, and you look at her and there is not, yani, you, let's say, may Allah protect all the marriages, but when a man decides he want to divorce his wife and go and marry somebody else, right? And this somebody else is nothing what you did all your life. And says, this is instead of me. And you're not looking down, but it's just the character. This is instead of me. How painful. Or your friends, especially the youth. Your friend, suddenly your friend decides you're not going to take you. And you look and says, that one? Instead of me? That's what Allah is saying. أَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ. And then said, بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. Woe on you. What a choice you made. Do we take a shaytan wali? Is shaytan our wali? Of course you're going to tell me no. And I'll say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. But did you lie today? Did you lie today? Did you waste food today? Did you disobey Allah today? Did you not wake up for Fajr today? And way more. I mean, the list is long. Every time, any moment, I do not obey Allah, and the one who's speaking is not an angel, then I am, at that moment, a shaytan is li wali. And in al-Isra is even harder before that, right? It's قلنا اسجدوا لي آدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس قال أسجد لمن خلقت طينا. Am I going to prostrate to the one who created from a clay? And then he starts speaking with full arrogance. And Allah responded, إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٍ. My true servant, you will have no way over them. So yes, we have a way out if we are the true servants of Allah. Because Allah said it to him in this dialogue, إِنَّ عِبَادِي, verily my servant, you have no way over them. So I invite shaytana, one of my friends, may Allah give her Jannah al-Firdaus, she used to call TV shaytan. She said, she's a revert, amazing. So I wonder these people. Go and buy shaitan. I was like, what? How do you buy shaitan? She said, look at that TV. Wallahi. And I was like, you know, literally, I was like you. I was like, what? And then she said, look at it. Everything is what shaitan telling them to do, they do. Subhanallah. أَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. And then Allah comes and says, why? Did I show him or show you how you created the heavens and earth? ما أشهدتم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم. Question for all of us to ponder. Why do we follow Shaitan? إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا. Allah said it, he's your enemy. Take him as an enemy. Why do we not take him as an enemy? If you have somebody clearly your enemy, will you call them? Let alone listen to what they say? So why do we do it? I'm asking. Because we are weak. That's the easiest way. What can I do? I'm weak. Temptations, okay. That's why it is in the middle of Al-Kahf, okay. I'm sorry? We don't know? Wallah, we know very well. We don't know. Yani, I don't know Shaitan tells me to lie. I don't know. We are tested. I love the excuses. What can I do? I'm tested. It's not my fault. No. Number one. Yani, I'm sorry, but if it sounds a little bit, but it's reality. I like it. Come on. Most of the time, I'm not going to say all the time. Most of the time, we enjoy it, Yanas. We enjoy watching what we are watching. And we know this is haram. And we go out and talk about it. Did you see what happened? Right? And everybody according to their where they are in their life. Number one, we enjoy it. Number two, yes. Because we are not thinking of al-akhirah. We do not feed our iman, strengthen our iman on a daily basis. The weaker it is, the less focused I am. Yani shaitan doesn't come to me and says, if you're not going to wake up for fajr, this is what's going to happen to you. He can tell me you're too tired. You know, you slept at 12 o'clock. It's only one day. So it's temptations. He whispered. That's why he waswas al-khannas. But Allah gave me the medicine. He said it waswas al-khannas. When he speaks, don't listen. If he waswasa, you do dhikr khanasa. That's it. He says, don't get up for fajr. You say, a'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. He stops. And you get up. So Allah, in the middle of Surah Al-Kahf, literally, it's in the middle. It's the first two stories, this one, and then the next two stories, which is all temptations. It's all the usual trials of this life. It's my religion, it's my wealth, it's my knowledge, and it's my power. Here, these four things. And some of us have it all. Some of us have just one. And everyone has, as I said, antidote or recipe. How do I overcome it? And then Allah here, and then start talking about Jahannam. Why? The story of the shortest story probably is this one on Taha. Shortest dialogue. If you go to Al-A'raf, it's a whole one page. Whole one page, this dialogue and what happened and how he lured Adam and Hawa or Eve. But here, khalas, that's it. And Allah says, okay, you chose Shaitan. You wanted to follow him. He takes you right away, you and me, Day of Judgment. وَيَوْمَ يَقُلُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ. Imagine this scene. It's very scary. That scene, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all protect us and make it easy for us. Where here I, each one of us individually, that's not all of us. So you cannot help me, I can't help you. Here I am alone in front of Allah. And he said, oh, okay. So you took your beauty more important than me. Call your beauty. You took your son, your daughter, this person or that person. Put him number one over me. Call him. وَيَوْمَ يَقُلْ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ. Of course, this is for the people who really worship other than Allah. But احنا, we worship Allah alone, but we worship small g's, as one of my teachers, he always used to call it. Small g, not the capital G. The small one. Yani, why do we disobey Allah? Why do I not pray five times a day? Why do I say this or that, dress this or that? Why? Because I don't blame it on Shaitan. Because I like it, I want to be like everybody, why do I want to be different? And then Shaitan plays on that. Yani, by the way, each one of us have their own Shaitan. And there is shayateen al-ins wal-jinn, the small shayateen also. But why some people, their shaytan is stronger than the others? They all have power. Why one is more stronger than the other? I give the opportunity. It's exactly like when you say to your children, right? Why your friend didn't do that and you did that? Why? Your friend is stronger. That's the same way. Because he's going to whisper the same way in all of us, in all our ears. Same. But some people have the medicine ready. And what is the medicine? Number one is a dhikr. Dhikr of Allah. If you always in dhikr of Allah, I'm not saying dhikr of Allah, you memorize all the adhkar. He's always in your mind. Are you happy with me? Ya Allah, make it easy. Ya Rabbi, I'm going to fail. Ya Allah, make me stronger. This is all dhikr. Then shaitan, he said, no. فَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَاءِ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ. You said, there is other than me, bring them. فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ. They called them, no one will answer. The friend who was going to tell you, don't do that. Well, this is we are living in the West, we are living wherever, and this is 2024. That friend will not answer when I say, come and help me. Or if I was the person, whoever I lured, may Allah protect us all, then I will not be able to come and help you. Right? يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Even your children, spouse, parents, nobody. نفسي نفسي. Everyone will be worried about herself. So why not I'm worried about myself here? And I'm thinking of my akhirah. وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا. And the here Allah used al-mujrimun, literally it's the criminals. But the criminals against what? And the other name Allah frequently uses in the Quran is al-zalimun, those who have committed injustice. Injustice against what? Themselves. When I do not obey Allah, I really have, I want you all to entertain this thought. Don't worry about other people. When I do not obey Allah, I'm wronging myself. I'm not wronging anybody because I am the loser there. And when I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I may be benefiting somebody else, but mainly I'm benefiting myself. Why? Because the beautiful principle of this deen, لا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. Not a single soul will take the burden of another. And he said it to Fatima, يا فاطمة بنت محمد لا أغني عنك من الله شيئا. Fatima, his daughter, he's the prophet. And he said about her, هي بضعة مني. She is part of me. Fatima. He looked at her and says, I cannot whatsoever help you. يا فاطمة لا أغني عنك من الله شيئا. It doesn't matter your father is Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. It doesn't matter. It's not going to help. His uncle didn't help. So any time, this is why we need some time with ourselves. Just sit down and see, where are we going? Where are we in this life? Where are we in this journey? I don't know how much left, Allah knows. But where am I? And what is my goal? Where do I want to be? I want to be in the best house in dunya? Well, I want to be in palace in akhir. I want to have this best neighbor? Well, I want a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, my neighbor. Then I have to work for it. Then look at the next one and tell me why Allah put this. I'm going to read it and translate. And I want you all to think with me, why did Allah... And not I'm asking, questioning his wisdom, hasha, but what is he teaching me? Immediately he said, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ لِلْنَاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. Allah said here, finished. Story of Iblis, two verses, done. Description of Jahannam, two verses, done. Now, move, Qur'an. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا, we have explained in this Quran to people many parables and examples, and the human being was extremely argumentative. Why did he put this in the middle? Al-Kahf, right? Every Friday you read, right? True, and many of you have memorized it. Alhamdulillah. So why? I'm sorry, what? Bismillah? Oh, it's in the middle of the Quran. It's not in the middle of the Quran, number one. And even if it is in the middle of the Quran, why? Why in the middle? Why this? why the talk about the Quran came after this. I'm sorry?
Iblis did the same thing.
No. Bismillah, I'm sorry? طيب. Where am I learning from? See, like you all today, as if you've never heard this before. I can see it because I see your faces. You learned something, right? Where did you learn from? It's from the Quran. And Allah is saying, I've explained everything to you. Every example I gave you. What else I do for you? And that's why he finished it, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَدًا. You know when you say to your anybody, and you say, listen, I have no more words to say. I explained everything. I gave example. I did this, I did that. You are not listening. I cannot do anything anymore. You know what? You're argumentative. May Allah guide you. Don't you do this? That's what he's saying. And this is actually also repeated in the Quran. And one time Nas before, and one time Nas after. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ. Everything in this Quran. Everything in this Quran. Every example of my daily life is in the Quran. The problem is, I don't know it. I don't know it. I know Arabic, I don't know Arabic. It doesn't matter. I don't know it. This is Al-Kahf, exactly. I didn't get you to Al-An'am. That's probably 3 years from now. And why he said we are very argumentative. Where did the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam use this verse? Can somebody raise the hand, please? Where did the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam use this verse? An incident happened, yes. With Sayyidina Ali and Sayyida Fatima. And he walked, he told them do, they didn't do, he didn't say anything. He just walked and said, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ. And actually it's described like he did this. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَدًا. Anytime someone is saying something to you and you start arguing, and I'm looking at the young, and the very young. How we argue to prove our point. And many of the times the point is not right. And sometimes it is, but why do you have to prove it? And you argue, I'm not convinced. What else I'll do for you? Honestly, what else Allah will do for us? Sometimes I say this to myself, what else he will do to me? So he will make me the obedient servant. Give me everything, it didn't work. Tested me right and left, it didn't work. Showed me all the signs, it didn't work. What else? And as at the end, he said, khalas, done, go and do it. And then we will talk. You know, when you say we'll talk later, sometimes you say to your children, the dunya ta'allamak, life will teach you. And for us, may Allah not do this to us, but we will learn in al-akhirah. Right? I was reading the other day an amazing, somebody, subhanAllah, when people look at the Quran, he said, how there is levels of the people of Jahannam, starting wanting. First, Allah get us out of it. قالوا ربنا خرجنا منها فإن عدنا فإن لا ظالمون. Number one, get us out. Didn't work. Then they talk to Malik, the angel of the hellfire. ونادوا يا مالك ليقضي علينا ربك. Malik, go ahead. Before that, actually. Then they talk to each other. هذه في غافر. Each other. وقال الذين في النار لخزنة جهنم ادعوا ربكم يخفف عنا يوما من العذاب. Second level, you know what? Talk to Allah. You know when you have somebody, you know somebody, go and talk to somebody. They said, go and talk to Allah, your angels. Go talk to Allah, tell him, just make the punishment less. Didn't work. Then you go and then they talk to the angel of Jahannam, Malik. Ask Allah to let us die. ليقضي علينا ربك. Let's die and get done with this punishment. قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. And then the last one, which was really painful, says we reach a point where we are going to be begging for a sip of water. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. They said at the end, we're not getting out, we are not going to be dead, we are not going to have less punishment. Then, okay, at least give us a sip of water. It's too hot. No. And they're not going to ask Allah, how dare I'm going to, how dare that, a'udhu billah, not me and you, ya Rabbi, ameen. But the people of Jahannam, how dare, they can't even ask Allah. Who they ask? They ask the people of Jannah. Just give us one sip of water. And the people of Jannah, it's not because they don't want to do it. قَالَوْا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah made it haram for the kafir. That's the levels. And this is exactly what it is. And Allah then says next to it, وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا. Why they are not believing? What is the issue? وَمَا مَنَعَ, what prevented them? إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى, the Qur'an, الْهُدَى, guidance here is Qur'an. جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى. And Allah gave them a recipe called istighfar. Meaning, yes, you will disobey Allah. We all gonna be weak. We're all gonna be argumentative. But there is also a recipe. One of the best khutbah Jummah was not in this town. I heard the title of it was beautiful. Imagine if there was no tawbah. Where we will be. That's the title. I've never heard it. And he went on and saying, imagine. And then he gave this parable. See, this is like 6 weeks ago I heard, but it's still in my mind. He said, imagine you're walking in a street and there is no signs that says in that sign that says there is a bump. Be careful. None. You're going to what? Keep falling. And they said, imagine there is no tawbah. There is no way out after I disobey Allah. What is going to happen to us? And he gave us tawbah, gave us forgiveness. وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ. What is the big deal? You have the Quran, read it, learn from it. And you fail, he knows we will, ask Allah for forgiveness. Instead of saying, Allah ghafoor al-raheem. Instead of saying, I didn't do anything. What is the big deal? Don't make it hard. Don't we all say this? No, that's exactly what it is. And then, another excuse that I cannot defend, وَمَا نُرْسُلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ. I cannot understand the Quran. Well, al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the sunnah, explain it. He lived it. كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. His actions were Qur'an. Do you see the sequence in the middle of the stories? He is acknowledging that we're going to be tested. He's acknowledging this dunya is beautiful. Acknowledging this dunya has all the temptations. But also I gave you all the ways to, all the means to stay on the right path. You have the Qur'an. You have the sunnah. You have the reminders. You have the examples. But we are what? Heedless. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Repeated in the Quran. أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Subhanallah. And then وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ هَذِي this, and I will end up here. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ. There is no one worse. And this concept repeated in the, this one is many times. Sometimes fa or sometimes thumma. There is no one worse than somebody who has been reminded of the signs of Allah, the verses of Allah, and then he turned his back. فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ. Doesn't remember anything of what he or she. There's nobody worse than that person. This person could be any one of us. أَظْلَمْ. You're doing so much injustice when Allah sent all this to us. And always I say this to myself. These days and age, especially these days and age. What is the excuse? Any language, any means, on your phone. Immediately, if I ask you something, right away, you're going to look at the phone and you get the answer. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ. Who is worse than the person who's keep reminded. When the last weekend, when Sheikh Omar Sulaiman came and was talking to the boys, right? And then this young boy asked him a question, right? No, actually, I asked Sheikh Omar, I said, Sheikh Omar, all of these, mashallah, young boys really want to be like you. Because subhanAllah, the day before, I asked them a question, all of them said Sheikh Omar Sulaiman. And I said, okay, tomorrow you'll have this big surprise. So I said, all of them wants to be like you. And inshallah, ya Rabbi, ameen. Some of them are your children. In 10 and 15 years, what do you tell them? So in 10 and 15 years, they become another Omar Sulaiman. He said three things. SubhanAllah. Well, number one, he told them, be good to your parents. There will be no barakah in your life. And especially your mother. He kept saying it in a very nice way. But look at the number two. That's where it comes now came to my mind. He said, number two is your time. Don't waste your time. Time is your essence. It's your, like, your asset. So this young boy raised his hand. I don't remember who was he, right? And he said, so playing this game, Fortnite, did I say it right? Okay. And he said, is playing Fortnite is a waste of time? It's a good question, realistic. So he said, how long do you play? He was so honest. I don't remember who was he. He said, 3 hours. Exactly like that. And he said to him, and imagine Sheikh Omar and this boy is like this. And he said, is it 3 hours too much from a day? He said, I think so. Time. Time is for us. And the third one was, I love the third one actually. He said, believe in yourself, obey Allah, and don't worry about what people say about you. He kept telling them, you're talking about 12 or 13 or 14. Obey Allah, do what pleases Him, and don't worry about what people say about you. This needs to all of us. So what I want to end up in here is, because when we are reminded, this Tuesday is not going to come back again. Khalas. This day will not come back again. And this is a reminder to me, number one, and everybody else. And when I am reminded and I keep doing what I am doing, and I remember some of the men, not here, before when I was in the Midwest, they used to come to me and says, how many lectures they attended? How many classes they attended? When will they change? I said, make dua. Make dua. I cannot, let me change myself. But this is another question for all of you. Is what, and I say this to myself, when is the deadline? When is the deadline when I am going to be, my salah will be better? Just give me a deadline. At least I'm going to start working on it. When is the deadline when I am not going to be doing this or that? And I'm going to start working on it. We all have this. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is really important, the Quran is a reminder. And if we do not look at it as a reminder and as a guidance and as a huda, then we are not benefiting from it. And that's why you see huffal, and people read very well, teachers, Quran, tajweed, all this. But then where is the actions? When the test comes in, where is the action? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Inshallah, next week we'll go to the one of the longest stories, which is the story of Sayyidina Musa, bi-ibnillah. Jazakum Allahu khayran, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. Any question? Yes. Sure. Can she go back to the beginning? Yeah. No, because they don't hear you and the people online don't.
Thank you. A couple of details were mentioned about the dog Basit and Dirai.
I'm sorry, about?
About the dog Basit
and Dirai. Yeah, Basit and Dirai. For the dog when he was extending his hand.
Why was that mentioned?
It's very scary. I think I mentioned it. It is very scary, and the people were always asked, don't get into the cave, because it's a very scary scene, because you look dead. Now, when you see a dead animal, nobody wants to come close to it. And he was actually in the middle of the cave, and they were behind him. So as if it's a protection for them, but he was sleeping. That's okay. At least you took notes, alhamdulillah. Right? Yes. Meaning look for, yeah, or yeah.
Why was that detail mentioned? Why was there focus on?
Because they thought they slept one day. They thought they slept one day. They went in the morning and they woke up in the evening. So go out and see what is there out there. We need to eat. It's a very natural, normal discussion. Why not? Honestly, is because sometimes this is what also we have to avoid. I don't have to ask every question about it, because if Allah didn't, when you look at it, nobody said why Allah said Aska and didn't say Aska. It's not going to make a difference. What is makes a difference is, why did they tell him, go out and get food? Because if they knew they slept for 300, and 90, who's going to talk about food? There's probably nothing outside. But the idea is they didn't think they slept that long. And now we are hungry. You know when you sleep like you're so tired and slept for 10 hours, the first thing you guys like, let me go to the kitchen. But that's what we normally do. So go out and get us food, right? And then go and get the best food. Why not? Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes details, and sometimes we don't know. If I don't know, I don't know. تتوقفين عند القرآن, you stop, I don't know. Yeah. But we all look for askatam, don't we? We all look for good food. Okay, the best chicken. The youth are crazy about chicken in this city. Anything is chicken. All these names, I don't know what it is. Yes. Any other question? Yes, please.
How do they recognize, because they use the coin, right, to buy the food? Did the people recognize them?
They went out and they saw completely different than what they came in. It's 300 years. Of course, the coins is way too old. The city is completely changed. But Allah, again, didn't go after this, which is very interesting. After this, there's no more details. Next, they died. SubhanAllah. You know why? Because it's not going to serve the purpose. Everything in the Quran served the purpose. It doesn't get served. What happened to them after they went? Did they eat? Did they like it? Did what? No. Then they died. After how long? Doesn't matter. Yes, Bismillah. Welcome to the first day. I hope it's not the last day.
The way you're talking, I think so. May Allah forgive us.
Ameen. All of us.
But when they went to the cave, was it they decided to go to the cave themselves, or there was any message for them? Or
what did Allah says? They discussed it because they were human beings. They're not something comes from Allah and they are regular human beings. They discussed, you know, do we leave? Do we stay? Do we do what? And then in one of them, they said, they didn't talk between them. Each one of them decide, they didn't know each other. Well, each one of them, that's one of the explanations. Each one of them says, let's go, let's leave the city and let's go somewhere close. Then as they were out of the city, they met each other and they went into the cave. The idea is stay away from temptations, if you can, and including leave, yes. Yes.
Why would they surround themselves with me if they're better than me and they need to surround themselves with better?
Say that again.
If I need to surround myself with better friends, why would they surround themselves with me if they're better than me?
Very good question. If I am not the best and I and you are, inshallah, all of you are the best, why do you want to take me? Did you see the question? Why do you want to take me? Because in general, we have to take everybody. When do I stay away from them or move them from my company? When they are affecting me. Because all of us at one point, we need this push, a little bit of a push. And the push is very different between people. But sometimes, and most of the time, the push is people. And by the way, the push on both sides. The push to the negative is from people and push to the positive. So of course you accept it. Why not? You have to be very happy. Alhamdulillah. But when do I pull away? I pull away when I feel you, let's say you, affecting me negatively. Time for me to move. You know, that we shouldn't be spending time with this person or that company. To the point you help them, but when they start affecting you, you leave. That's the usual advice. If you are, mashallah, tabarakallah, you always pray, let's say, 5 times a day, on time, everything. And then you met this person and you said, you know what, let me go out with her, inshallah, you know. And then you start gradually seeing your salah is getting affected, you. Then you need to stay away from her. She's becoming a negative influence. Instead of you positive influence, if she became a negative influence, that's when I pull out. Last question, yes.
It's not
mentioned. It's not mentioned. Anything not mentioned,
because
they say.
You know that
there are like a full life. Shayateen al-jinn wal-ins, Allah mentioned it. But Allah did not explain anything about the jinn except the surah of the jinn, which, what did they do? They listened to the Quran. And they believed on the spot, and they start arguing, what is wrong with our leader? How did he say these things? Right? وإن ظننا أن لن تقول الإنس والجن على الله شططا وأنه كان سفيهنا يقول على الله كذبا. How can the moment they listen to the Quran? And another place in the end of الأحقاف وإصرفنا إليك نفر من الجن يستمعون القرآن. Allah made some of the jinn listen to the Quran. فلما حضروه قالوا أنصتوا. When they arrived, they said to each other, "Shh, listen." And they came back to their people. إنا سمعنا كتابا أنزل من بعد موسى يهدي الحق إلى طريق مستقيم. What happened to them? Immediately, they said to these people, "We've listened a book. We just heard the book came after Musa, guide to the right path." Immediately, just one time. That's in the Quran. So the jinn in the Quran more positive than negative, except in this. And then in Al-An'am, Allah says, "Shayatin al-insi wal-jinn," and there will be an argument between the ins and the jinn. But this, what we talk about, or alam al-jinn, whatever, please. Anything Allah didn't tell me, anything is not going to make me closer to Allah, better human being, better Muslim. Honestly, I don't have time to waste about that. But they are there. They're absolutely there. We have to believe actually in them. It's part of my faith. You don't want to go home? I want to go home. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa